Let's find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Tuesday, July 22nd edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Breaking story yesterday afternoon after we got off the air at 12 noon. Gateway pundit reporter Margaret Flavin came out with a story that has now been confirmed by insiders inside the Department of Transportation. According to insiders, Pete Buttigieg, DOT delayed air traffic control upgrades while spending $80 billion on DEI grants. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, in an exclusive report from the New York Post, reveals that during former Transportation Secretary's tenure, his financial priorities were more focused on advancing a radical DEI agenda rather than addressing outdated air traffic control systems to the tune of tens of billions of dollars, according to federal spending records. Also, interviews with airline industry insiders. Last year, the Government Accounting Office warned more than a third of the FAA systems that run our airports are outdated, unsustainable, and lack spare parts. Instead of addressing these grave concerns, documents from insiders reveal that Buttigieg's Department of Transportation spent $80 billion over the 4 years on grants, showing an equity criteria as the main basis for the grants. From the exclusive New York Post story, what his department was really interested in was handing out hundreds of diversity, equity, and inclusion grants totaling more than $80 billion over 4 years. This was at least half of the DOT's entire budget for a typical fiscal year, according to records obtained by the New York Post. He was definitely pushing an agenda, an industry official said, noting the transportation secretary had little to no interest and took definitely zero action toward modernizing the air traffic control system. Buttigieg spent his time in President Joe Biden's cabinet blaming the airlines for their delays and vilifying the industry as a whole, while denying his department's DEI agenda, which led to many staffing shortages, along with air traffic control systems failing on a regular basis. The system has not been updated since the Jimmy Carter administration. Stop and think about that. Ronald Reagan, 8 years of Reagan, George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, Barack Obama for 8 years, then 4 years of Trump, now 4 years of Biden. Finally, it's coming to light. We have a system in this country that is teetering on complete failure unless upgrades are made immediately. In May, Donald Trump's Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy ripped Biden and Buttigieg after an alarming radar outage at Newark Airport. Remember that crash? Military helicopter with an incoming flight? Well, it was due to radar outage and system failure. Buttigieg did nothing to fix the antiquated air traffic control system, even though he was given billions of dollars to specifically handle the problem. Buttigieg couldn't even fix the potholes when he was a small-town mayor of South Bend, Indiana. Well, Secretary Duffy blasted Buttigieg and Biden for doing nothing to fix the air traffic control equipment and the entire system. What did they do? Nothing. Instead, they spent their time focused on changing the name of the cockpit to flight deck. Then, based on a post that Secretary Duffy put on X, Buttigieg and Biden knew the air traffic control system was antiquated. They saw the government watchdog reports warning the system was aging and was going to lead to total failure. What did they do? Nothing. Well, according to President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill, which passed earlier this month, Republicans now approved a $12.5 billion additional spending. Additional spending. For Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy to revamp the old Federal Aviation Administration systems. This is over and above their normal budget. With this additional 12.5 in actual direct spending, the problem will be fixed. Now stop and think about this. He's got his regular budget for the FAA. Department of Transportation, they have a line item veto, a line item that was not vetoed, was not ever executed, terminated in any way, shape, or form for all these years. This money has always been available. Over 4 years, Buttigieg had access, could have used $80 billion to fix the problem. Well, now the budget for this year, along with just $12.5 billion, is going to go to direct funding to upgrade these systems. And the problem is going to be fixed this year. I mean, this is typical, exactly typical of what Elon Musk, Department of Government Efficiency, was brought in to do. To find the wasteful spending that's been in every single bureaucratic department in Washington, D.C. When you've got basically complete mismanagement, and now the stories are coming out because they wasted the money in other priorities. $80 billion in DEI grants. You're going to rename the cockpit flight deck. You can't call it the cockpit anymore. You have to refer to it as the flight deck. Well, that's technically not even correct, but it is what it is. President Trump, Sean Duffy, said, Congress, we need $12.5 billion right now, and I can fix this problem. Do you know, do you realize, people, that the air traffic controller systems in this country are still using the 4.5-inch floppy disk computers? Those DOS-based computers that were the first generation of computers back in the 1970s and early 1980s is what they're using to run air traffic control systems in this country. We're not even talking about the initial Microsoft computers that Bill Gates came out with. You know, I'm getting so mad, my throat's closing up. Floppy disk? Are you kidding me? It's absolutely amazing that we haven't had more crashes in the skies, especially around these busy airports. Well, it's going to change, and it's going to change quickly. But I just thought this story was absolutely amazing. Could not believe it when I read it last night. And the thing of it is, and I keep tying it to Lansing, one thing you have to understand, we are in a budget process. We are going to see a budget eventually here coming out of Lansing. If the Republicans in the House do not make major cuts to the Democrats' budget, if they do not stand their ground, hold firm, and reduce the budget once they bring it out in September, shame on you. Because I allege that there's the same amount of wasteful spending in Governor Gretchen Whitmer's last five budgets, especially when we went through China virus March of 2020. It's when it began. It's when the budgets jumped. When there was COVID money in the coffers, $9 billion in Lansing that the Democrats spent. That money could have gone toward roads. That money could have gone toward schools. That money could have gone toward prisons. That money could have gone to what's required in our state constitution. And most of it didn't go there at all. Now they want to continue this crazy spending? Nope. Republicans in the House, you need to stand your ground. It's that simple. This budget should not be any more than $60 billion. Yes, 60. Not 80, not 82, 60. 25% chop. It's time to change the way Lansing is doing business with our dollars. You House Republicans, you're needing to fix it this year. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was the queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Couple of text messages coming in during the break. This type of spending has been going on in Lansing for years under Governor Gretchen Whitmer, and it needs to stop. Agree with you 100%. The Republicans need to do the right thing. Question is, will they? Yeah, Howard, that is the question. Christine Gray, texting me earlier from our conversation with Stacy, what can we do to get Medicare to cover some of these new treatments? Well, honestly, you need to contact your U.S. congressman. Congressman Jack Bergman up here in the 1st District. Your Congressman Christine down in your neck of the woods. U.S. Congress can explain to the budget committees in Washington appropriations improvements that can be made to Medicare for seniors. As we get older, most of us experience pain, have all kinds of different remedies available to us. We have, as sponsors of this show, more of these type of ulterior treatments, alternate treatments, I should say, I misspoke, alternate treatments, methods that medical doctors are not using. Missy, in her scanning abilities to look at our bodies at a cellular level. Kim Roberts, Patriots Relief CBD products, reactivating those systems, ECS systems in our body to get our cells firing again. Dr. Gary Willey, chiropractic adjustments, as well as Stacy's laser, deep tissue laser light therapies. These are all things that we have sought out to help us through these pain, inflammation situations in our bodies and change the way we eat, change the way we operate, change the way we respond to these pain conditions. These treatments should be covered under the insurance companies as well as Medicare for seniors. Because if we don't communicate with the congressman, they won't know. They won't know, basically, what's going on. So as a result, it won't be covered. Well, we need to speak up. Contact your carrier, your Plan B carriers, Humana, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, whatever. You need to start pushing them toward these alternate methods and say they need to be covered. Now, it's additional paperwork, of course, for the doctors, but it is what it is. You know, one of the things you have to understand is the process takes knowledge being conveyed. Does your congressman even know about laser light deep tissue therapy? Do they even know about Missy's scanning program? Probably not. So if you make them aware of it, maybe, just maybe, they'll talk to the insurance companies, they'll talk to Medicare, and possibly get this stuff covered. Because obviously the current medical system is not working. It's sick care. Well, it doesn't do anything to prevent sickness, pain, inflammation, all the stuff that we go through as we get older. This needs to be conveyed to them. So pick up the phone and call your congressman. Call your insurance company. Get a hold of them, question them about it, bring it to their attention. So one of the things I think you need to understand is this is going to take some effort. You are going to have to pick up the phone. You're going to have to make them aware of these technologies and make sure that they know about them and that you're asking for them to be covered. If enough people do it, well, we might see it someday covered. But if they don't know about it and you don't ask for it, it's not going to happen. So if you'd like these services, these treatments covered, you got to pick up the phone. You got to make a phone call. Basically, it's that simple. Now, one of the things that we're going to talk about, Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig is going to be coming on and talking with us, is the lawsuits, the litigation, the pending cases that are happening in the state of Michigan, especially regarding these solar farm projects. As I drove through Hayes Township the other day, going over to Gaylord, it was kind of interesting. It triggered a thought. This is the area they wanted to put this solar project in and other locations around the state of Michigan. Well, now we're finding out that the solar panels themselves are actually leaking. We're going to talk with Ian about that. We're going to update you as to what's going on in that battle and also talk about the process of how this is working through the siting permitting process. We're going to get into that conversation with him as well. Hour number two, top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer. The same service that large companies have been using for years.